coat of arms on wall in ancient city. Bears dance to the music, slowly, awkwardly, in the grand piazza. A thin but sufficient chain keeps them in place. Grotesque beasts look on, beasts cobbled together from various spare parts and men's strange imaginations. Is that a crocodile or an eroded dragon? A winged lion or a sphinx? All the world's plunder, cobbled together. Mists coat the lagoon this evening as the ferry passes a low barge, a pleasure launch, and a small naval landing craft on the flat waters. In the palazzo, an evening of decadence is about to begin, and the end is expectantly planned for systematic and cold debauchery, whips and black undergarments, a series of calculated and delightful humiliations, pains and pleasures. Has the icon looted from Cyprus seen it all before? The resigned virgin with child, cluttered with necklaces and improbable crowns? A look of indifference is all we see. She may sternly pity our fate, or not even know it. Tough luck, we'll get by. We board the throbbing steamer. Here come the bears hurrying from their last evening performance, and just in time. All aboard, someone shouts in Italian. The splendours fade behind us as we're cloaked in a sweet velvet darkness. Ahead is the unseen landing stage, the sound of crickets and frogs, and a bored bus driver calling to a friend. The bears troop off and disappear into the night. Their plans remain ambiguous.